This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Antler, North Dakota, a first for What's on Your Mind. Our broadcast here right next to Antler Creek, live from the Antler Memorial Park. We are here looking forward to a big event tonight that'll take place that you're invited to if you're in the neighborhood. Love to have you come on by. The Bottineau County and Renville County Farm Bureau holding their annual meeting tonight. It's also a membership drive that's going on here. Love to have new members for the County Farm Bureau that's doing a great job. North Dakota Farm Bureau does good work. Daryl Lease, the president of the Farm Bureau, one of the speakers tonight. Daryl's going to join us this hour on the program coming up in a little bit. But there is, annual meeting, membership drive, and my favorite part, the steak fry tonight. Antler Outlaws are a sponsor of this event, and they've done a really neat thing with this park. We're going to tell you a little bit about the history of the park and how this was a renaissance project, right? I mean, it was just gone in a piece of history, but something that other than good memories, wasn't used anymore and has been completely refurbished is the word I'd use. I don't know how you refurbish the outdoors, but, cleaned up a little bit and added an arena now for rodeo, and it's really neat. So you're a chance to see that tonight as well, and we'll tell you that story a little bit as we go throughout the day on the program. Our sponsors for our broadcast here is, of course, the Bottineau County and Renville County Farm Bureau, and some contributors of theirs that helped make this broadcast possible. We're going to meet this hour on the program as well. And folks like Hefty Seed, Northern Plains Equipment, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, and the Lignite Council of North Dakota as well. So it's going to be a fun day, and I hope tonight you'll come. 5 until 7, well, actually 5 till 7 is the social and the meeting and some great presentations, and then 7, some great steaks. So come on up and join the fun. Should be a great time. Tom Henry is the president of the Bottineau Farm Bureau and has been waiting patiently through our discussion here to chat a little bit today. How are you, Tom?
Great, Scott. Thanks for coming up today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I know this idea has been in the works for a while.
Quite a few months now. We had
got this date on the calendar for your meeting, and it worked great with the Antler Outlaws and a few folks that wanted to have us here. So I'm excited. I think the first time I heard about it, I was in New York City, believe it or not. But I was with Dean Phelan, who lives out here, and he said, "You can't believe the park we have up there." Started talking about the park, and then a few other folks got involved, Pete Arts and yourself, and all of a sudden we're here broadcasting live, so appreciate you having us.
Figured out a venue to get you up here anyway.
Yeah, it's a great venue. Everybody really should see this. This is neat. You know, and if you've just maybe been to Antler for whatever reason and checked out the cabin or other things at Antler, you haven't seen all of Antler until you got a little further north.
That's right. You got to come a little farther north.
Yeah. Well, why don't we tell folks, first of all, where we are for those that have not been here to find us tonight.
Okay. Probably the easiest way, if you're coming up on 256 north out of Minot, come a mile north of the Antler turnoff and then a mile back to the east and then about another 3/4 of a mile north, and you'll see signs and flags and be in the right spot. I would suggest maybe if you're coming from the east that you make a few extra miles and go down to the Renville corner rather than come through Westo, because they've got 13 miles of road construction through there tonight. So
sure. Well, what's happening tonight? What's the plan?
We are having our social starting at 5 o'clock. We're going to have the main thrust of this meeting was to get people to come up and discuss the EPA outreach that's happening. You know, it affects a lot of North Dakota between the coal industry and the waters of the U.S. issues. And so we've got some speakers coming to talk about that. But the main thing is just to get public input, and hopefully you will want to join the Farm Bureau and see how much impact membership in the Farm Bureau can have. The more voices you have speaking for an organization, the more foothold they have with our elected representatives.
Do your members, are they laying awake at night wondering what the EPA is going to do next? I mean, look at the waters of the U.S., you look at the Clean Power Plan, what that would mean for, energy costs and, I mean, is this the top worry?
Yes, I believe it is. You know, they talk about if we have to shut down our coal plants, about our energy costs in North Dakota going up 43%. Our waters of the U.S., I've heard that right now the EPA controls about 5,000 miles of waterways in North Dakota. If this goes through, they're going to control 85,000 miles. And we're going to have permits for everything we want to do on the farm. It's just not a feasible operation.
It's private property rights becoming something other than private property rights.
That's right.
Yeah. So a few more members tonight would be a good thing, right?
Absolutely.
Join this fight.
Yep. We've got about between 400 and 500 members in Bottineau County right now. We did this event last year for the first time. We didn't have our annual meeting with it last year. It went over so well, we thought we'll combine our annual meeting with it. We had about 80 people up here last year. We're shooting for between 200 and 300 tonight.
No pressure. No pressure.
No,
But, you know, it's going to be a great night. Brent Sanford will be here, who, of course, is the running mate with Doug Burgum in the gubernatorial race. And I know you've got other speakers coming as well. You mentioned a few of them, but it'll be a great night.
Yeah, we got Daryl Leese, we got Pete Hannabut, Wayne Mardian is going to be here to on your show this afternoon, Energy Matters, to talk about some of the coal industry things. We've got our Farm Bureau member benefits, some things that you can get. There's a whole list of them, but some of the local ones that you can get benefits for being in Farm Bureau. We've got Thiels from Bottineau are going to be here with some of their GM vehicles. We've got Butler Machinery coming out of Minot. They're going to have a skid steer here, I believe. In the past, we've had Johnson Sports Center with Polaris out of Bottineau. They won't be able to be with us tonight. We've got Northern Plains Equipment, formerly Magic City Implement out of Minot, to have Case IH here tonight. And they'll talk a little bit about what benefits are available for them with your Farm Bureau membership.
All right, so come join us tonight. And it's not just Bottineau and Renville County Farm Bureau members that are invited, right? You're being neighborly and inviting folks from around the surrounding counties to come too.
Huh? Yep, we've invited the fellow directors from McHenry and Ward County to make sure they come. And hopefully we'll have a good night tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
You bet. Thank you, Scott.
President of the Farm Bureau here, and really looking forward to tonight's events. 5 until 7 will be the presentations and the discussion and the social, 7 the steak fry. So plan on a good time. Dan Beyer is here, too. Dan is the Vice President of Marketing for Farm Credit Services in North Dakota out of Minot. Dan, nice to see you.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks so much for having us up here.
Absolutely. This is a fun time.
Yes, great place to be.
Exactly right. What kind of discussions are you looking forward to tonight?
Good discussion from producers, kind of the things that concern them, and doing what we can to help them be successful.
You do a lot of these kind of outreach efforts where you're meeting with your members, and I know you're doing a few different events over the lunch hour over the coming weeks, huh?
Yeah, actually, we're pretty excited this week. We are celebrating our centennial this year. We've been in business for 100 years, and so that's pretty neat. We've had some events this week already, and today we're actually going to be in Rugby from 11 to 1 o'clock, and the public's invited, and everyone's invited, and it's a celebration of our anniversary. Later this week, we'll be in Velva tomorrow from 11 to 1 at the Velva City Park, and on Thursday, we're going to be in Bottineau and Garrison. So all egg producers, all the rural communities are all invited to come, and we'll grill for them. We're having a grill event with hamburgers and hot dogs.
More free food. Sounds like summer.
Yep.
I love it. And then there's also some grant programs. We've talked before about Farm Credit Services partnering up with AgriBank and making sure that there are, you know, the ability to apply for some grants that really do some neat community projects in oil-impacted communities. But there's other grant programs as well. Tell us a little bit about what Farm Credit Services does there.
Well, first of all, we've had the Rural Community Grant Fund for a number of years. And between Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, headquartered out of Minot, and Farm Credit Services of Mandan, along with AgriBank, we've contributed millions of dollars to oil-impacted communities in the West. Some of our latest grants, we were able to give $50,000 for an elevator in a group home serving individuals with developmental disabilities in Dickinson. And that's just a small example. We've done those several times and many dollars over the years. We are excited about a new fund that we just started here in Farm Credit Services of North Dakota called the Patenaude Community Fund. And what we were seeing is we're seeing communities that needed some help, not necessarily in oil-impacted areas. And so we started that fund with our association, and we're able to help communities out with that.
That sounds great. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
The only other thing I would like to touch on is we're a big supporter of young beginning and small farmers. We started a new program called Next Gen Ag. It's a great way for young producers to get started in agriculture. And if you're interested, stop in and see us. We can help you out.
That sounds great. Thanks, Dan. Good to see you.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
Dan Beyer, VP of Marketing for Farm Credit Services in North Dakota. Some good information, and also one of the sponsors of tonight's event. So appreciate the fact that they're doing that as well. They're feeding you tonight with some steaks and some fun. So come on out and enjoy the fun. Antler Memorial Park is where we'll be tonight. More What's On Your Mind live from Antler after this time out. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall, downtown Fargo. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU will talk about major soybean market events, price outlook, basis outlook, and overall market strategy for the 2016-17 market year. This seminar is free to North Dakota soybean farmers, but pre-registration is required. To register, please call 701-239-7194 or email scinner@ndsoybean.org. Again, North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall. This event is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council and NDSU.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey folks, it's Scott Hannon here inviting you for a cookout. Let's do it. Come on up to Mandarin on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. These are all about great fun and great information, free food, great barbecue, and lots of free prizes. Choice Financial, putting people first, now in Western North Dakota, is the proud sponsor of our Bakken Rocks Cookfest broadcast. Come on up and see us. Info section from 2 to 4 each day, and the free barbecue and live music from 4 until 7. See you there, and brought to you by Choice Financial.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's a little windy out there today, so I guess no spraying and no hand, they tell me today. So that means everybody can come to the Antler Memorial Park and get set for tonight's fun. And especially tonight, we'd love to see you here broadcasting live right next to Antler Creek today. It's a beautiful scene here. Absolutely beautiful. We're brought to you in part by High Plains Apache. And, you know, it's windy. It was a windy spring, and wind's going to blow in North Dakota. Wind and drift is always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system, so you can select your droplet size and keep that throughout the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Is that great or what? It's one of the reasons we talk about High Plains Apache. There's a lot of things we like about High Plains Apache, and that is Apache sprayer, the best warranty in the business. It is fantastic. The ET Ag Center, where no matter what you need, not only for an Apache sprayer, but for any sprayer, 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, the valves, they've got them all in that ET Ag Center. Banjo fittings, the bulk hoses, the liquid fertilizer parts, any make, any model for all your application needs, the ET Ag Center's got them. They're in Mandan, across from the Bonanza there. They're also in Frontier, exit 60, south of Fargo in Frontier. Charlie Adams from Hefty Seed Company is here. Charlie, nice to see you. How you doing?
Good. Good morning, Scott.
Another one of the fine sponsors of the... Pull that mic just a little bit closer to you, Charlie. One of the fine sponsors of our broadcast here today, and we appreciate that very much. Let's talk a little agriculture right now. How's things looking out there? What are your customers saying?
Things are looking good, Scott. There's a lot of good-looking crops coming out there. It was a quick spring. It worked out weather-wise pretty good for this spring up here. Farmers were able to get their crops in pretty easily without much rain right in the middle of it. It's been a little bit wet since then, so it's been a concern a little bit, but there's still a lot of good crops looking out there.
Am I smack dab in the middle of canola country here?
Yeah, you can really see the canola these days, can't you? It's in full bloom. It really looks good.
And so the bloom is That's what you want to see when it comes to canola, right?
Yeah, it's all about timing with a lot of different crops, and it's just another stage of the growth of the crop. And so farmers are scouting their fields, applying fungicides right now, making sure that crop health stays good throughout the growing season.
Has there been any surprises so far this year?
Not too many surprises up here. Been able to kind of skirt around some of the hailstorms, and things like that, which is good. It's been a little wet lately, and, people are a little nervous about that, but for the most part, things are looking really good.
What do you want your customers to know, or potential customers to know about Hefty?
Well, Hefty Seed Company, started by the Hefty family in the early 70s. They're farmers. Brian and Darren Hefty still run the business today. It's grown to just over 38 stores across the country from Washington to Missouri. We've got 5 locations in North Dakota. We're up in Mohall here, which is just about 25 miles from Antler where we're at. There's also Hefty locations in Hillsboro, Pembina, Hertzfield, and Wilton, North Dakota. So a lot of good locations for farmers.
And did the Hefty brothers become famous from the television show, or horse or cart, which came first? The ag operation or the television operation?
Well, it kind of went together, Scott, because the Hefty family started with their dad, Ron Hefty, really took a passion in being a full service retail ag outlet for the self service farmer. The main philosophy behind Hefty Seed Company and the way that Ron and Brian and Darren Hefty operate their business is that they want the farmers to do more for themselves and make more money for their own operation.
And it works.
Yeah, it does. It works great. And we love it. We've got a great team at Mohall. We're really excited. We're really blessed every day to be able to work with farmers. I grew up on the farm myself. Several of our other employees have also. And it's just nothing better than to be able to work with farmers every day here in North Dakota.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Lansford, which is just about 30 miles north of Minot, not too far from here. Also, I went to high school in Mohall, where Hefty Seed Company Mohall is located. And so this is, I'm from Bottineau County originally.
But you're not afraid to come to Fargo for a Bison football game?
No, not at all, actually. my wife and I enjoy that very much, and my wife played basketball for the Bison when she was in college.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Yeah, I've seen you at a few tailgating events.
Yep, try not to miss many of those.
There's quite a crew that do, and that's, I guess, makes those fall and winter go a little quicker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else you want to tell folks, Charlie?
No, I just want to thank you, Scott. This has been a great opportunity. I want to thank Tom and Gabe and Pete and the guys from up here in Antler and the Bottineau County Farm Bureau. It's going to be a great event today. We're looking forward to it, and I hope that many people can make it.
Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
You bet, Scott. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Charlie Adams, the general manager of the Hefty Seed Company in the Mohall, one of our fine guests here today on What's on Your Mind. Looks like Governor Dalrymple is planning a press conference tomorrow at the state capitol to provide an update regarding the state's general fund revenue shortfall and outline options to resolve the shortfall and balance the general fund budget on June 30th of 2017. I think two words likely will be uttered by the governor tomorrow, and they are special and they are session. I would anticipate that's what that is about tomorrow. Off-air call from a listener regarding our Manny supporter. That's what I called him anyway, a Manny supporter. Todd, I think you called him something else, which wasn't very nice, but
no,
pretty sure.
Scott,
or was it the other way around? I forget.
Yeah, he called himself Manny supporter, and we just continued to call him that since he didn't want to provide a name.
Well, it's hard to call somebody. Hey, you know, if Todd or Manny call, you say Todd, Manny, what's on your mind? And then when you're talking, you say, yeah, I understand what you're saying, Todd, but when Manny supporters are such a, you know, strange name to refer. I mean, it's a good name, especially if you're Manny.
They're
Manny, you like the support, don't you?
Basis here, right?
I don't know, Manny. You got to be. Your buttons have to be popping now. You have people calling saying, "I'm a Manny supporter," right? I mean, you've got a fan club now that's emerging. Just so you know,
yeah,
good thing.
I got a bigger fan club than one person. So
you do, yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, but you've also got more people calling themselves your supporters than Scott and I combined.
I'm just saying nobody calls and says I'm a Scott supporter. Right?
Exactly.
Nobody's called and said I'm a Todd supporter.
But I think
I think most of the people that call into the show are Scott and Todd supporters, though.
You think so? Okay. Well, they're not calling themselves that, and they
Scott
call themselves a Manny
sure.
supporter.
So
I don't know.
Yeah.
But by the way, I'm chairman of the Manny supporter fan club, just so you know. So, I just hadn't.
Well, that sounds self-appointed, doesn't it?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm a Manny fan. I'm a Manny supporter, too. Are you, Todd?
I'm an absolute Manny fan.
Okay, play the call before we get in any more trouble. Play the call.
Good morning. Hey, guys, I think that one caller there, that disgruntled caller, or he act like he's disgruntled. I mean, he probably should have started calling here about a couple years ago because he's got so much on his mind that, you know, it took a long time to get it off, so. Maybe call every other day and kind of, you know, add to the show a little bit at a time, and then it won't be so bad after that, you know? When the rest of us, have a good day.
Thank you. Tim and Edgley, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Well, you're talking about this these police shootings, and there's one thread that kind of runs through all this. I thought this was supposed to be, since they elected Barack Obama, he was supposed to take care of all these race relations and all these problems. And it seems to me he's done nothing but make it worse. With that said, going way back, I do not believe at all, in slavery. I think that was a huge issue with the Civil War. And though the South was right on many issues regarding states' rights, I could have never supported the South because they advocated only owning other human beings.
Tim, appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind from Antler.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm dreaming of red iron. So Greg Biersbach from Northern Plains Equipment in Minot is here. You got any?
Yeah, we got a lot of red stuff. One of the things that we're happy to support this Farm Bureau event, and Case IH is big with that also. They offer some incentives for Farm Bureau members from our 140 horse tractors down and hay equipment, where you can get a $300 to $500 discount just for being a Farm Bureau member. So it really is an important organization, and Case IH believes that too.
And it's people should take advantage of that, especially when prices are where they are, right? Every little advantage can help.
Yes, that's right. It helps us be competitive. So.
Yeah, that's great. And it's a good relationship, good partnership, obviously, between folks at Case and Northern Plains and Farm Bureau.
And I was listening to Tom on the radio earlier, and it alluded to there was about 400 or 500 members in the Bottineau area, and that's I didn't realize there was that many members, so we're really happy to support that. So
that's great. You're gonna be up here having a steak tonight with the crew?
One of my guys is. We'll have a little tractor up here. Guys can look at and have a good event. Hopefully.
Is there such thing as a little tractor anymore? I didn't even know they made little tractors anymore.
Well, 40 horse, 80 horse. That's a little tractor. So
how about the Farmall? Still making the Farmall, right?
Yep. Yeah. That's what we'll have up here is a Farmall 85C, and so
I have good memories of Farmalls.
Yeah, they're a good tractor.
Yeah, exactly right. Yes, for sure. Anything else you want to tell folks?
I think I just hope they have a good harvest. And, again, we're happy to support this event. And thanks for having us come up and do this.
The guys that are coming in kicking tires, what kind of mood are they in right now? Give me a sense of how things are going for growers.
For the most part, I think there's a lot of positive attitude out there. Of course, the price could be better, but the crop really looks good, other than if you've had some of those bad hailstorms. But overall, the attitude seems good. So we're looking for hopefully a good end of the year and a good harvest.
That's great. Well, good to see you, Greg. Thanks for participating in this. Glad to have the support and sponsorship partnership with the Farm Bureau, but also glad to have your sponsorship of our special little event here in Antlers. Kind of a neat place, isn't it?
It is a neat place. Yeah, it's a nice place for an event like this, and Northern Plains Equipment's real happy to support it.
That's great. Take care.
Thanks.
Good to see you. Greg Biersbach from Northern Plains Equipment, Case IH dealer out of Minot. They'll be here tonight as well, taking it all in, so it should be great. Daryl Lease is here, the president of North Dakota Farm Bureau. Always enjoy our chats with Daryl. How are you, sir?
I am doing fine. How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing pretty darn good. Yeah, this is fun. I know tonight there's some good, robust discussion that's going to go on, some public policy issues, and you got your good chunk of your team up here today. So tell us what you're most looking forward to conversing with folks about.
Well, you know, it's great to get out and be able to visit with members and have these opportunities. And, you know, it's we were approached last year by our staff. We've got a great staff that, hey, let's look at some new ideas outside the box to get more members involved at the district level, the county level, and so our staff, our representative up in this area up here, worked with the Botno County folks and had a real successful event last year, and we're trying to improve on that. And, you know, we want to support our counties more from the state level and help them get these messages out and have these discussion times with the members as close to their home location as they can.
Yeah, and that's you get a lot of the good work done eyeball to eyeball, don't you?
That's the best place to do it.
What are your members most concerned about right now?
Well, it's
a long list, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you could take that notebook out and go from A to Z. You know, that's a lot of the concern now is the federal overreach. You know, we get into the government just, you know, with the extreme overreach that's happening through the EPA. You know, some and it just doesn't stop there, Scott. It's spilling over into other agencies and the accountability and the transparency issues that are out there. You know, and one that comes to mind is, and we got to give a real hats off to Congressman Kramer and Congressman Noem and Congressman Peterson, just introduced a bill to help expedite the process of wetland determinations so that folks can do water management on their property. It's been taking up to 3 years to get a determination of whether a small 1 acre or a tenth of an acre spot is a wetland or not. So they introduced a bill here lately to make sure that those things are expediently put out there. And
what do you do in the meantime?
Yeah, well, in the meantime, you lose production on your property.
You
lose money, you know, and you can't be as efficient. You can't get the production. And let's face it, you know, every acre means dollars either in the pocket or out of the pocket as expense to a farmer and rancher.
So, you know, yeah, and then it's the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, right?
Right. So, I mean, it's you know, like I said, it really is a long list out there of concerns. But, you know, one of the things is handling water and movement of water. And, you know, the old saying of, you know, water's for fighting and whiskey's for drinking. It's kind of coming true here in the last decade and really got enhanced the last few years here that more and more fights are going on about water issues.
Waters of the U.S. is one of the topics tonight, along with the Clean Power Plan.
Yep.
But if implemented, pick your top biggest concern of the actual real-world impact. What does it mean to the bottom line of farmers?
Well, let's go out beyond farmers even on this one, Scott, because we have members that are non-farmers also in Farm Bureau. And the fact is that they want to regulate and from the raindrop that falls on your rooftop and lands on your lawn is where they want the regulation to start. So is there going to be, you know, we're looking at going to need permits to farm through certain wet areas or through areas that are deemed possible waterways or water drainages or watersheds. Or so if you're in a certain area that you're going to need permits from the EPA to do that. Well, my question is, are you going to need a permit to put a sidewalk in front of your house? So if the urban folks that are looking at this and going, well, that's just in effect to farmers, they better start paying attention that what we're standing up for here is private property rights, no matter what property you own, whether it's farm and ranch land or residential or business land in the communities.
It's really, you know, you just think about that. Wrap your eye in, and there's so many of them. I mean, I feel like a broken record, right? We talk a lot about the Clean Power Plan. Okay, if they got their way, maybe you lose a power plant. That's jobs. But what else? Less reliable energy. Less affordable energy, right? You just go right down the list, and it's one thing after another, and you're talking the same thing about farmers and ranchers' livelihoods.
Absolutely.
Hanging in the balance, and then what's the gain? What you know, what's better for it? We don't need the federal government to regulate, you know, a drop by drop of every rain. That
Absolutely.
Comes, you know, I think we're doing okay now.
Yeah. You know, and you want to take a look at it. Farmers and ranchers don't want to harm the land. They want that. They want that next generation to have the same opportunity. So to think that they're going to do something intentionally to destroy these fertile soils of our farmland is ridiculous.
It sure is. Join the Farm Bureau. They're fighting on your behalf on all these areas. Do great work and really well versed in the impacts of this and fighting these battles. Thanks, Darrell. Good to see you. Look forward to tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day.
Looking forward to it. Jason Bohr from the Lake Knight Energy Council is here, and Jason has some folks coming up tonight to talk a little bit about the Clean Power Plan. There's impacts on, you know, farmers, ranchers on that, and everybody, of course. Another one of the threats we talk about. And also Lake Knight Energy Council, one of the sponsors for the annual meeting here and the things they're doing at the Antler Park tonight to feed about 300 folks some steaks. So it should be a great time. Jason, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate the time. I was just talking to Daryl a little bit about Waters of the U.S. and the threats that the Farm Bureau is working on for farmers and ranchers. And I know you're doing the same thing on behalf of the Lignite Energy Council. I asked him, I'll ask you the same question. You know, what should consumers most be concerned about? Folks are listening. Whether they're farmers, ranchers, in any line of business, what should they be most concerned about of the Clean Power Plan? Why should they engage?
The thing that they should be most concerned about encompasses energy, ag, everything. It is that our elected representatives have allowed the power of the presidency to go completely out of control. And we have good representatives coming out of North Dakota who understand the dangerous results that happen when the power of the president gets concentrated and it's unconstitutional. But what that allows to happen is it allows a president to overrule the will of Congress and the will of people and enact a clean power plan or enact a Waters of the United States without oversight, without debate, without an evaluation of why that is necessary and the impact of it. So that's what they should be concerned about. Now, what are you going to do about it? Well, luckily, our representatives are on our side in North Dakota. But you need to ask, you need to continue to make phone calls to them at a national level and engage your local elected officials as well as saying, what are the things that North Dakota can do to fight back? Well, on the power plan, we can encourage the state of North Dakota to prioritize increasing its research and development investment in the state of North Dakota to make sure that we have the tools necessary to continue to build new clean power plants. That's the biggest thing they can do for our industry is say, listen, our federal government is going down the wrong road. They're discontinuing investment. They are opposing clean power coming from coal plants. What can we do? Well, the state has to fight back. The state has to say, we're going to use our resources and our expertise to do what the federal government won't do, which is invest in clean power coming from coal. So that's the medium length answer to that question, but it applies to both coal, ag, anything, which is starting from the place that the problem is Congress has gone astray by letting the president become too powerful. Republicans did it when George W. Bush was president. Democrats are doing it right now because they think it's okay that Obama is so powerful, but it's not. It's unconstitutional and it's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, that, and so you raise a good point. We have two really important issues here. One is the process, because if they do it for the Clean Power Plan, they can do it for anything. And basically that's disregard the will of the people through their representatives and push through things that they couldn't get through the way they normally would go through. Problem number one, the process. Problem number two, the actual policy they've rammed through here, which thankfully is being challenged at the court level. But that's bad in what it would do as well. So these are a lot of reasons to engage here is what I'm getting at.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And you get the results of this abuse of power, which is the Clean Power Plan. Well, by and large, Democrats in Congress don't object to the process being abused because they're okay with the outcome. That has to change. And I think, again, North Dakota has good representatives to understand that, but it's most places in the country, they are okay with the outcome. They're okay with the abuse as long as they agree with the outcome, and that needs to change.
Sure does. I talk a lot on this program about the resource of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future and their website, secureenergyfuture.org. I love it because every time I go there, I pick up another tidbit. There's a lot of information there, but you'll learn a lot and arm yourself with some facts so you can engage in this effort. This industry needs us. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate your support for this event at Antler. More coming up. We'll tell you about the Antler Community Park when we come back.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I can help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA, bathtub or shower, you use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
An Antler today on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Look for the red, white, and blue. They're in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck and Mandan, and then all parts east. If you head to, Valley City and Castleton and West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, over in Dilworth, up Bemidji, Grafton, couple in one in Arthur. Is there two in Arthur? Maybe two in Castleton. And where else are they? They are down in Wahpeton, so a lot of different locations you'll find PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And they have that 4-for-4 special, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, $4 for 4 items all day, every day. Get in there and register, too, for $50,000 in giveaways. New winners every week, and you need to register every week at PetroServe USA. We will be in we'll be on the Bakken Rocks Cookfest tour next week. Mandaree on Tuesday, Newtown for the Four Bears Casino Marina North Dakota Oil Can Fishing Derby on Wednesday, and then Thursday in Stanley. Free food, lots of great barbecue. There's also going to be some great, besides the barbecue, great live music, information sessions, great time. Look forward to seeing you there. Brought to you in part by our friends, our broadcast all week long by Choice Financial, putting people first, giving back to the communities. You'll find great examples on their Facebook page, as well as at choicefinancial.com/peoplefirst. They're new to Western North Dakota, but now they're in Bismarck and Dickinson, South Hart. But their roots run deep over 100 years now. So they've been doing this a long time. We're looking forward to being out there. Number two in the U.S. out of nearly 700 banks, between $1 and $10 billion. Number one ag lender in North Dakota, Choice Financial. Bringing you our special broadcast next week from Bakken Rocks Cookfest. We're a pretty special place today, the Antler Memorial Park. Gabe Thompson is here. And Gabe and a whole group of folks decided this park needed a little TLC, and they have done a heck of a job. How are you, Gabe?
Pretty good, Scott. And on behalf of the Antler Outlaws, we'd like to welcome you and Gay Fire up here to take a look at what we've got going on.
Well, I've had an enjoyable few hours here. Came up last night, took it in a bunch, came back this morning, and looking forward to tonight. Of course, 5 until 7, there's this gathering with a social and meeting tonight that the Bottineau County and Renville County Farm Bureau is putting on. Big steak fry starts at 7, and I understand you got like 300-plus steaks, so you're going to do up good.
Oh, we've got a little bit of experience feeding, running a few folks through. We've got a wood-fired grill. We've been told that this steak will likely be one of the better steaks you'll ever eat in your lifetime.
No kidding. So that's the reason to drive on up and join us tonight. Look forward to meeting lots of folks. So when is the first time you ever set foot at this park?
Oh, this went way back when we were kids, which anymore, that's starting to get to be way back. In the 60s, we would have came up here as kids, and one of the original wood buildings, the second wood building that everybody referred to as a pavilion was standing. And that's where they used to have dances and roller skating, and we spent a bit of time up here as a kid trying to dodge all the poison ivy and poison oak and having a good time.
Beautiful place. It really is. Little Antler Creek right by us here. And then it just kind of just got to the point where people didn't come here anymore and the park was overrun and nobody was using it, right?
Well, in 1973, a snowstorm took the pavilion down. And, yeah, it kind of fell into disrepair. And a few of us came up once and cleaned it up. The National Guard came up once and did some repairs after that storm damage. And it kind of just sat idle. And then a few years back, a few of us kind of started remembering what we had as memories up here as kids, and we were having kids, and we kind of wanted to bring that back for our community.
Well, you've done it in a neat way. Describe it now. How have you
beefed it up? Well, the pavilion that used to be here used to at one time had bands like Tommy Dorsey and some of the big bands in the country, and people had come from 2, 3, 4 states away to attend that, and so we wanted to get a core center piece here, and we've done that with this building that we've put up, and it's open to the public. We enjoy sharing what we've built up here with people, and just everybody comes up and seems to enjoy what we've done.
I like that the antlers there on the light. You've done a nice job there.
Yeah, myself and a friend you mentioned earlier, Dean Phelan, had a little bit to do with that, and his dad, who is an extremely talented craftsman when it comes to building things like that. So
I bet every one of those set of horns has a story, too.
Some stories we'd share with you. Other stories, maybe not.
Is that right? Well, FCC might have something to say about it, you think, or what?
Well, I don't know about the FCC, but we'll just leave her there.
Long.
there's a lot of age to some of those horns. So.
And you got a rodeo arena now?
Yeah, we built that here about 10 years ago. That was kind of a vision of another friend of mine, Pete Arts, that we took a chunk of bush and turned it into something that just last weekend we had 130 kids at our youth rodeo on a 2-day rodeo, and this entire facility, you couldn't have fit one more camper or trailer into it. So we're pretty proud of what we've built and what the support that businesses and individuals in our community and now even from around the state have shared with us after they've seen what we've done and are doing up here.
That's pretty darn neat. Well, I'm glad you did what you did. And, you know, that's what community is all about. And I said on Facebook last night, I posted a couple of photos. I'll do some more of the park today. that America would be a better place if people spend time in Antler and have more of a sense of a community like Antler. And it's obviously a community made up of a lot of good folks from around here that are just good, God-fearing, freedom-loving folks. So it's been fun to get to know a few of you, and I'm looking forward to tonight.
You betcha, Scott. Friends, family, and community is what we've built and continue to enjoy up here.
It's pretty special. Antler Outlaws, Farm Credit Services, Lake Knight Energy Council, Hefty Seeds of Mohall, Farm Bureau, Cirrus River Cooperative, Botano Farmers Elevator, People State Bank, State Bank of Botano, First National Bank of Botano, Panhard Seed Farm, Renville County Farm Bureau, all making our broadcast possible today, too. God bless you, folks. Hi there. It's Scott Hinlan from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address, because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.